Who wants to start?
Come on, Tuesday, you said there was going to be a time where defense would need to carry the offense.
Yeah, they played a great game. They really kept us in it all night. I wish we could have scored more points offensively, but defense really held their own. And, we battled, just couldn't get enough done to ultimately get the ball in the end zone. But glad we won.
Tom, for about a decade, we sort of got used to 14 wins, 38 points. Is this, with all the injuries and the makeup of the team, is tonight sort of the way it's going to have to be for a while?
I hope we can score more points than we did tonight. We just didn't get the job done. But, hopefully we can just keep finding ways to win. And I've been a part of, I said the other day, a lot of teams that we didn't score many points and we won the game anyway. And there's games where we score a lot of points and we still got to win. It's just that's what team football is all about. I mean, offense always isn't always going to have a great day. Defense always isn't going to have a great day. But in the end, you just got to figure out how to way to get a win. And we did that today. Yeah, Danny played great. He always does. He's had such a great year, and I'm just so proud of him. He's so tough. Got such a great group of teammates, and Danny's, someone I've just loved playing with. So I know Gronk was trying to go, and he just didn't make it on this short time frame. But hopefully, with the long break, he can be ready to go next week. But we'll see. Yeah, I think we were working the game plan all the way till this morning. And, Gronk, like I said, he's trying to go. But it's one thing, too. I mean, you could have everything planned out, and then the second play of the game, someone gets hurt. And then you got to change the game plan on the sideline. So that's tough to do, too. But Josh always does a great job. I mean, he's such a great coach. So he always finds a way to help us create some space. And, we made some really good plays tonight, some really good plays. But we just made a couple that we – wish we would have had back.
On the fourth down play, any debate on the sideline whether to pick up the overall or go for it?
It was up to coach. So, I think we made enough yards where, Steve's such so clutch and he banged it right through. So that was a big, score, obviously. I mean, they got right down the scoring range. So I'm glad, he came through as he always does. And, defense came through for us in the end. Just football. I'll be there next Sunday.
Tom, like both teams stood for the national anthems tonight. There was no sign of protest, no kneeling before the anthem. Does that show that this phase of protest is over? Does it show it's losing momentum? And if so, does that show that President Trump has got what he wants?
I'm not sure. I think we just made a decision as a team last week what we were going to do, and I think it's up to every player and team to decide, but I'm glad we're unified in what we're doing. I think that's the most important thing for us. So last one, and then I'm going home.
Leading up to the game, I'm sure you heard what James Winston always talks about. He basically idolizes you. I know he's taking one of your ex-teammates, peppered him for 20 minutes, asking everything about you. When a guy with his resume comes in the league, young guy, he's done some stuff already.
Yeah.
To hear how he uses you as the standard, he basically idolizes. What's your reaction to that when you hear a young player speak of you in that manner?
Well, that's, I feel that same way about a lot of younger players, too. I, watch those guys and try to learn from them. And I was young, and I learned from the older guys. And now that I'm older, I'm trying to learn from the young guys. And it's just the way it goes. So, he's a great young player, and he obviously led the team back tonight. And they were very close, and got a chance to say hi to him before the game. But he's got a great future. So, thank you, guys. Have a good night.